WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says there's been major progress in restoring electricity after Hurricane Milton. He says about 97% of the grid is restored. There's still about 400,000 outages, but the power coming back is helping more gas stations reopen.
More and more gas stations, as they get power, also get the fuel. It's not 100%, but they're making good progress.
State over the weekend set up free fuel distribution sites. Pennsylvania's in the eye for both presidential candidates today. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Erie. Former President Trump takes part in a town hall in the Philadelphia suburbs. Latest ABC News Ipsos poll shows a statistically tied race. The U.S. Embassy in Beirut telling American citizens to leave Lebanon as Israel expands its military offensive. And NASA's Europa Clipper lifted off from Cape Canaveral aboard a Falcon Heavy rocket bound for the moon of Jupiter. It's expected to take 5.5 years to get there. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Hurricane Helene hit a factory in North Carolina that produces much of the healthcare industry's IV fluids. That's forcing Wisconsin healthcare centers to have to stretch what they have. Some operations are being postponed. The U.S. is importing IV fluid in the meantime. Democrats are blitzing Wisconsin in the presidential campaign today. Running mate Tim Walz is in Green Bay and Eau Claire. Senator Bernie Sanders is in Milwaukee after criticizing Donald Trump in Baraboo over the weekend.
We cannot elect somebody who is working overtime to undermine American democracy.
First Lady Jill Biden campaigns for Kamala Harris in Madison tonight. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. After an hours-long standoff, police in Menasha, with help from Winnebago County SWAT and K-9 officers, took a man into custody Sunday afternoon. A press release said police were called to the business on Appleton Road just after 7:30 Sunday morning. When they arrived, they found broken glass and an uncooperative man armed with a large samurai sword. A 34-year-old man was arrested and referred to the district attorney's office on charges. The Green Bay Area Public School District is ready to present a balanced $311 million budget to the Board of Education today. A press release from the district says if the referendum on the ballot in November passes, the mill rate is projected to be $7.65 per $1,000 of fair market value, which is a decrease from $8.26. A public hearing on the budget will be held October 28th before the district votes on it. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Packers beat the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers jumped out to a 24-0 lead and never looked back on the way to a 34-13 win over the Cardinals. Quarterback Jordan Love.
That was the goal for us coming in this game, was to be able to start fast and get in that rhythm. And obviously, I think the first drive, not coming with points was tough, but we were able to build on that and start building on that rhythm we wanted to have.
The Cardinals scored 13 points, but quarterback Kyler Murray said it was too little, too late.
If we scored before half or even after half, you're 17-24. And then you feel like it's a game, and then I think second half, man, we just two fumbles back to back, penalties. It just can't let bad plays continue to happen against a good team. So it's too hard.
Up next, the Packers host the Houston Texans. College football: the Wisconsin Badgers with a decisive 42-7 win at Rutgers over the weekend. Wisconsin improved to 4-2. NBA: the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. Chris Middleton, though, is still likely not to play. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
More clouds than sun today, with high temperatures still staying crisp, flirting with 50 degrees. Chances for scattered showers move in this afternoon and continue into the evening, and winds start to get feisty as overnight lows fall to the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alba joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, and this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide in the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba, along with Aaron Zomers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome to hour number two of the big program on Monday, October 14th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up here in a moment, another edition of What's Worse, your chance to rule or call in and weigh in on the events of the day. It's a thoughtful What's Worse today, as a matter of fact. Also going to have more cuts over the weekend. We watch the Sunday program so you don't have to. So you can get out and enjoy the Packer game. Anyway, a cut from last week, going to use here in a bit as well, from J.D. Vance. You know, people say, well, Todd, you make all these claims about Trump and Vance. You can never back them up. Okay. And that's why the luxury of this program is we don't have to give you 20-second clips. We oftentimes play 2, 3, 4-minute clips on people from both Republican side and Democratic side. Because I want to give you the proper context so you can decide for yourself. So we're going to play a little J.D. Vance for you here about the fact that he has said now, clearly, he will not certify, or would not have certified, pardon me, would not have certified the 2020 election. That's why Mike Pence is not on the ticket, by the way. Because he would not do Trump's bidding. Also, I heard Jane and Greg talk about this on Matinair on Air. Precedes us every day. Great program, 10 to noon. Make sure you tune in for Matinair on Air. This was in the Stars and Stripes, or published by the Stars and Stripes, and also the Washington Post. Hurricane recovery officials in North Carolina relocated amid reports of armed militia, according to emails. See, we don't think, or some people don't think, that rhetoric matters. Well, it's just Trump being Trump. They're just joking around. Now reports of armed militia hunting FEMA officials in North Carolina based off of lies told by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. But first, Mr. Zomers, time once again at 8 past the hour of 1 o'clock. What's worse? Here we go.
Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved. Nothing to give away. Just your opportunity to have your voice heard across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. Don't have the app? Well, here's the deal. The best day to download the Civic Media app was yesterday. but you can't do anything about it. You can't go back. So the second best time to download the Civic Media app is today, right now. Go to your app store, Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a little CM logo. Click on that. It is free, gratis, cero, won't cost you a dime. That's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app, get yours today. Listen to all of our great stations across Wisconsin. Be informed, entertained, in tune, in touch. Be in, like Flynn. 855-752-4842. All right, here we go now. Before we ask the question, I need to set this up, as they say in the business. You got to set it up. This is both a fantastic and a terrible story all at once. Now, I know you folks know I worked in retail for different times in my life. And especially for a big national company, you have retail and marketing people. This goes through several channels. It isn't like somebody, you know, in a dark room says, oh, yeah, I know, here, let's sell some candles here. I don't know why I'm using that voice, but, you know, let's sell some candles.
I want candles of Spider-Man.
All right. It's much like my Hollywood producer voice, where, you know, every time I talk to my friend Chris about Hollywood producers, I have a, you know, the stereotype of some guy with his foot up on a desk out in West Los Angeles with a cigar in his hand.
Comically large.
Yes. Yelling at his assistant, Helen, out in the reception. Helen! Get me, you know, that kind of thing.
It's really J. Jonah Jameson.
Right. Anyway, the point is somebody in marketing at Bath and Body Works probably does not have a job. According to CNN, Bath and Body Works. Ever shopped at the Bath and Body Works, Summers?
I have. Not often, because there's a lot of smells in there.
You're anti-smell, aren't you?
Well, not anti-smell. It's just anti-some smells.
Right. I get you. I've shopped Bath and Body Works. It's a fine store. Anyway, according to CNN, they have stopped selling a candle that was emblazoned with a winter theme that many commentators online compared to a Ku Klux Klan hood.
Let's take a look on the screen.
As Joe Biden says, I'm not making this up. I'm not joking around. Right. There you go. For those watching on the screen, there you go. You decide. So I mean, that's the image, and it's the top of what's supposed to be a snowflake. But honest to goodness, it looks exactly like a KKK white hood.
Yeah. So normally when you make a snowflake out of paper, you know, you fold up a sheet of paper, right, and then you cut shapes out of it. However, in this case, they made each, like, individual leaf, so to speak, of the snowflake pointy, and then the only cutouts is like a hole punch in each fold. So it looks like a triangle with two eye holes. What's that supposed to look like?
And it's not even a triangle. It's like a rounded thing.
Yeah. I mean,
to your point, most people when they make a snowflake, they have like little jagged edges on the end. And this one looks basically like a daisy petal, but you're, like you say, with two what look to be eye holes cut out. I mean, how that made it through the different levels is beyond me. Anyway, the candle's label is called Snowed In and was decorated with a stylized paper snowflake. But many people on social media compared it to the hoods and robes worn by Klan's members. The KKK is one of the, quote, oldest and most infamous, unquote, hate groups in the United States, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. The Anti-Defamation League says that the imagery of the KKK hood itself has become a hate symbol, which it has. Now, the candle has since been pulled, believe it or not, from Bath and Body Works website and retail locations. Here's the company said this was, quote unquote, unintentional. Here's their statement, quote, at Bath and Body Works, we are committed to listening to our teams and customers and committed to fixing any mistakes we made, even those that are unintentional like this one. We apologize to anyone who is offended and are swiftly working to have it removed, the items removed, and are evaluating our process going forward, unquote. You think? And of course, you got people, you know, on Reddit jumping in, calling it, quote, a clandle.
That's pretty good.
K-L-A-N-D-L-E, a clandle. Or a, quote, clan Christmas candle, all spelled with K's.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Get this. You can't buy it again, but on, of course, eBay, right?
Probably real expensive.
One person attempting to sell it on eBay for $350.
I'd buy it for $3.50.
I would buy it for anything. All right, so here we go. So what's worse? That Bath and Body Works apologized for selling candles that look like KKK hoods, or that a statement like that is even possible in America? What's worse, that Bath and Body Works had to apologize for selling candles that look like KKK hoods, or that a statement like that is even possible in America? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text into the Civic Media app as well. Just hit the little text icon. What's worse, that Bath and Body Works had to apologize for selling candles that looked like KKK hoods, or that a statement like that is even possible in the United States of America? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I just don't get it, Zomers. Again, as someone who spent a little bit of time in retail corporate America, I don't even without me telling you, as soon as you opened that up and saw it, I mean, you got it, right? I mean,
my immediate reaction the second I saw it was, oh my God, or something like that. I feel like these kind of things happen when you have corporate cultures that are like, all right, stay in your lane or you get fired. And right. I think it was people, my guess is they knew and they were fed up with their bosses taking credit for their work. And they're like, yep, this clearly looks like a KKK hood, but...
So you think some people, it was intentional, not hateful, but just to basically try to embarrass someone.
Yes. I think it was done. That's my guess, is that it's some disgruntled employees thinking like, this is so obviously this. And if the execs push it through, it's clear they just don't care.
Yeah. Andrew off the text line, listening on WAUK in Maine, says on the plus side, Bath and Body Works did not try to justify the design. It was something like, in an effort to diversify our customer base, we felt that the KKK needed to be included. Well, yes, there's that. There's that. At least Bath and Body Works, said, no, we're probably not going for the Klan sale here. I don't know. I just, how this kind of stuff, again, we're not talking about, Bob and Sally's candle shop on Main Street, who said, you were very innocently like, oh my gosh, I never thought of that. These are like nationwide, international marketing people who look at a design of a supposed to be a snowflake. And you can tell it, that's what it's supposed to be. But clearly the first thing you see are four what look to be KKK hoods on a candle from Bath and Body Works called Snowed In. What's worse? That Bath and Body Works apologized for selling candles that look like KKK hoods, or that a statement like that is even possible in the United States of America. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I think what's worse is the fact that it got to market. That's what I think.
The fact that this hit shelves, again, I think it was probably some kind of malicious compliance from disgruntled employees, but
yeah,
man.
We shall see. Take your phone calls, 855-752-4842. Come on back. Talk about J.D. Vance. Would he have certified the 2020 election? Give it to you in his own words, unfiltered. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app? Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us on a Monday. Want to change gears a little bit, get back into, I mean, that is serious news about this candle at Bath & Body. I mean, again, who puts a label on a candle that clearly looks like a KKK hood? I don't get it.
There's no way nobody caught it.
Right. There's no way. So somebody thought this will be fun. And again, whatever. All right, so turning to back to more serious news of the day. Again, focusing in on this election that's 22 days away. And good to go back and see what people would have done 4 years ago, or coming up on 4 years ago. J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential nominee, went to a podcast called The Interview by the New York Times, hosted by Lulu Garcia Navarro. And this, by the way, in my opinion, is the way that you should interview these candidates of both parties, by the way. Relentlessly. She asks him in this interview, J.D. Vance, if you would have voted against certifying the 2020 election. Again, Paul Ryan, former Republican Speaker of the House from Janesville, Wisconsin, said clearly Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. And to this day, Trump will not concede defeat in 2020. And now neither will his vice president. Think about if this is the person that you want sitting in the Senate president's chair as president of the Senate, as what the vice president is. Is this who you want in that position, that same position, on January 6th of 2025? Here's the interview.
In the debate, you were asked to clarify if you believe Trump lost the 2020 election. Do you believe he lost the 2020 election?
I think that Donald Trump and I have both raised a number of issues with the 2020 election, but we're focused on the future. I think there's an obsession here with focusing on 2020. I'm much more worried about what happened after 2020, which is a wide open border, groceries that are unaffordable. And look,
Senator, Lulu, yes or no?
Okay.
Did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election?
Well, let me ask you a question. Is it okay that big technology companies censored the Hunter Biden laptop story, which independent analysis have said cost Donald Trump millions of votes?
Senator Vance, I'm going to ask you again. Did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election?
Did big technology companies censor a story that independent studies have suggested would have cost Trump millions of votes?
Senator Vance, the question. I'm going to ask you again, did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election?
And I've answered your question with another question. You answer my question and I'll answer yours.
I have asked this question repeatedly. It is something that is very important for the American people to know. There is no proof, legal or otherwise, that Donald Trump did not lose the 2020 election.
You're repeating a slogan rather than engaging with what I'm saying, which is that when our own technology firms engage in industrial scale censorship, by the way, backed up by the federal government in a way that independent studies suggest affect the votes, I'm worried about Americans who feel like there were problems in 2020. I'm not worried about this slogan that people throw. Well, every court case went this way. I'm talking about something very discreet. A problem of censorship in this country that I do think affected things in 2020, and more importantly, that led to Kamala Harris's governance, which has screwed this country up in a big way.
Senator, would you have certified the election in 2020? Yes or no?
I've said that I would have voted against certification because of the concern that I just raised. I think that when you have technology companies—
The answer is no.
When you have technology companies censoring Americans at a mass scale in a way that, again, independent studies have suggested affect the vote, I think that it's right to protest against that, to criticize that, and that's a totally reasonable thing.
So the answer is no. And
so there you go. 2 minutes, 12 seconds. I wanted to play, again, I know there is media out there that would simply play the, you know, saying, you know, would you have certified or would you have voted against the certification? And they just play the 10-second clip of Vance saying that no, he would not have certified it. But I wanted to give you the entire context of that portion of the interview, again, by Lulu Garcia Navarro, host of The Interview by the New York Times. If that's not disqualifying, I guess I can't help you.
And also, even if you buy his argument of you're just repeating a slogan, him saying that is just repeating a slogan.
Sure. I just want people to think about what you heard a sitting United States Senator from Ohio and the Republican vice presidential nominee say. He said on the record last week that if he had been Mike Pence, he would not have voted or he would not have certified the 2020 election results. An election that Paul Ryan has said was free and fair, that Trump lost, that Biden won. Think about this. Last week on this program, the top cop in Wisconsin, former top cop in Wisconsin, Republican J.B. Van Hollen, who on this program called himself, correct me if I'm wrong, Zomers, quote, very conservative Republican, unquote.
Yes.
J.B. Van Hollen, the former very conservative Republican Attorney General of Wisconsin, said Donald Trump lost the election in 2020 and was on this program with the former Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. They came on this program jointly to spread the word that our elections in Wisconsin are free, fair, safe, and that people should have confidence in going to the polls in 22 days. Or for some people, it's already open right now. You can request an absentee ballot and get that back. And I believe a week from tomorrow, Zomers, early voting will start in Wisconsin.
I believe that's the right day, yeah.
The difference is right now you can request an absentee ballot and they mail it to you. And then you have to mail it back or you put it in a drop box if you have one in your community. Early voting means you could go in and actually vote in person and leave your ballot there and put it in a box in person in Wisconsin, and that starts next week.
That's what I'm going to do.
J.B. Van Hollen, a Republican, says elections in Wisconsin are free, safe, and fair, and that Donald Trump lost. Who's right, Brian Schimming? Because they both can't be. Back after this, you're listening to The Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man from Milwaukee is dead after getting shot at a youth flag football game Saturday afternoon. The man died after being rushed to the hospital. The person was arrested, but police let him go after they determined he was innocent. Milwaukee police say they're looking into how and why it happened. Meanwhile, city leaders are condemning the violence. Growing and harvesting wild rice is an old Native American tradition that's making a comeback in northern Wisconsin. But growers say they are noticing extreme weather events are making it a challenge.
You know, we're getting a major storm, grain storms, whatever, you know, right when the rice is ripe.
Joe Gravine is a member of the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Today is the final day to make public comments about the proposed rate hike for Wisconsin Public Service, or WPS. Tom Content is the president of Citizens Utility Board, the designated consumer advocate for energy consumers.
There are a lot of people in Northeast Wisconsin that are already struggling to make ends meet and struggling to pay their utility bills. How much is too much is kind of the question.
See our story online for a link to make your public comment. Spooky season is here, and there's some very real creepy crawlies that can find their way into your house. In the fall, box elders, stink bugs, paper wasps, even ladybugs all want in. As it starts to get colder, pests are drawn to the warmer areas and will make their way through windows, pipes, even the smallest of openings. And it's not only spiders you should be concerned about, but rodents that can fit into spots the size of a human finger. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Let's be honest. Scooby-Doo's Velma was a great actor, but when it comes to carrying a show, she can only do that so far. Max has announced that it's canceling the show Velma after two seasons. The Scooby-Doo spinoff was considered controversial as they decided to gear the storylines toward adults for both Velma and her Mystery Inc. chums. The Office's Mindy Kaling voiced the role of Velma and was one of the executive producers. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you're looking for a great indie comedy, check out the film Chump Change for rent on YouTube. Writer-director star of the film and native Wisconsin son Steve Burrows was a guest on Nightlight last week and informed me that the film is finally available after 20 years for viewing. This hilarious comedy, which stars, in addition to Burrows, Tracy Lords, Jerry Stiller, Tim Matheson, Ann Mara, Fred Willard, and Shelley Winters. How's that for a cast? The film is set in Milwaukee, and it's a cracklin' good, or should I say, cacklin' good watch. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
More clouds than sun today, with high temperatures still staying crisp, flirting with 50 degrees. Chances for scattered showers move in this afternoon and continue into the evening. And winds start to get feisty as overnight lows fall to the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 10/31/2024.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk with the vice president of the Bartell Theater in Madison. Steve Knoll joins me to talk about the scary movies you can see all month, and we discuss the anniversary of Pulp Fiction.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Yeah,
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, October 14th, 2024. Correction update. Todd's mad cow disease is kicking in. I've said this before. When I make a mistake, I like to correct it. Thank you to Mark from the SAC, for keeping me honest. I misspoke in that last segment, playing the cut from J.D. Vance from last week, saying to the New York Times podcast that he would not have certified the election in 2016. Or pardon me, 2020. The election from 2020 on January 6th, 2021. He said he would not have done what Mike Pence did, which was certify that election. An election that Mike Pence said was legitimate. He might have disagreed with it, but it was his constitutional duty to certify it. An election that Paul Ryan, former Wisconsin Republican speaker, has said was free and fair, that Trump lost, that Biden won. An election that former Wisconsin Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen said on this program last week, the 2020 election was free and fair and legitimate, and that Trump lost and that Biden won.
An election that has been under more intense scrutiny than any other in our nation's history. And yes, yet nobody can point to any evidence of fraud except, well, I think it happens.
Right. And so I said in that last segment, do you really want to take the risk of having J.D. Vance in the same chair as Pence on January 2nd of 2025. I got a little ahead of myself. And thank you, Mark, for correcting me. Kamala Harris, regardless of who wins in 22 days, she will still be the vice president on January 6th of 2025. She will be the vice president regardless up until January 20th of 2025. I misspoke when I meant to say, you know, do you want J.D. Vance, but you know, potentially in that chair in 4 years? So thank you, Mark, for keeping me honest. That's the key here. We want to make sure that we're bringing you truthful, factual information. I did not intentionally mean to misspeak there. I just, once in a while, Zomers, I get a little excited. And that's good that you and other people are out there to make sure that I'm correcting myself when need be.
Yes. And Tom in L.A. also commented, early voting does not start next Monday. It starts next Tuesday on the 22nd.
So there you go. Maybe I need to just go back to bed. That's what I need to do.
I could use some more sleep.
But what do you think about this? Because as I said, right as we were going into the break there, I give J.B. J.B. Van Hollen, former Republican Attorney General of Wisconsin, I give him a lot of credit for coming on the show with former Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes last week and jointly saying that Wisconsinites should have complete faith in our elections in Wisconsin, which is true. And I give Van Hollen a lot of credit, the former Attorney General, still adamantly a Republican, to say that that election was fair and to have faith in this election. But here's the question to my Republican friends. You can't have J.D. Vance and J.B. Van Hollen both be right. They said different things. So who's right? J.D. Vance, who says the election was quote unquote stolen, that he would not have certified it, or J.B. Van Hollen, who says Trump lost the election? It's kind of a rhetorical question. I get it. But that's the conundrum that guys like Brian Schimming, who runs the Republican Party of Wisconsin, find themselves in. Two people that, if you had a Diet Coke with Schimming on the dock of the Edgewater, when nobody was listening, he'd say J.B. Van Hollen is a great guy. I don't know what he'd say in private about J.D. Vance.
Haven't talked to him lately. But he knows, as do a lot of Republican leaders in the state, that Van Hollen is correct. But they won't say that publicly for fear of being ostracized by Trump and the Trump base. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Andrew in Maine, is Jane paying him? Andrew in Maine on the UK says, you know, Todd, you can let Jane have your first hour now and again so you can sleep in. Really?
He also talks about her takeover of Civic Media.
Does Jane want a third hour? Is that it?
I recall her saying that she would retire before she takes on a third hour.
Well, we don't want that. We don't want that.
She doesn't want a longer show.
I think Andrew's joking as well.
Yeah, I know.
Listen to Jane every morning, 10 until noon. Could not have a better teammate, could not have a better colleague and a lead-in than Matt Air on Air every day from 10 until noon. Speaking of, she and Greg Bock talked about this at the tail end of their program today. I want to pick up on it a little bit. By the Washington Post, also repeated by Stars and Stripes, the official news organization of the United States military. Headline, hurricane recovery officials in North Carolina relocated amid reports of, quote, armed militia, unquote, email show. Safety fears are growing as misinformation collides with a large-scale federal recovery effort. Dateline, Lake Lure, North Carolina. Federal emergency response personnel directed employees operating Saturday in hard-hit Rutherford County, North Carolina, to stop working and move to a different area because of concerns over, quote, our militia, unquote, threatening government workers in the region, according to an email sent to federal agencies helping with hurricane response in the state. Around 1 p.m. on Saturday, an official with the U.S. Forest Service, which is supporting recovery efforts after Hurricane Helene, along with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, sent an urgent message to numerous federal agencies warning that, quote, FEMA has advised all federal responders in Rutherford County, New Jersey, pardon me, North Carolina, to stand down and evacuate the county immediately. The message stated that National Guard troops, quote, had come across two trucks of armed militia saying they were out hunting FEMA, unquote. Just let that sink in for a minute, you guys. That our great National Guards people came across two trucks of armed militia people in North Carolina. And when questioned why they had all this ammunition and guns in the back of a couple of trucks, they said they were out hunting FEMA members. Goes on to say, quote, the incident management teams have been notified and are coordinating the evacuation of all assigned personnel in that county. Two federal officials confirmed the authenticity of the email, although it was unclear whether the quoted threat was seen as credible. The National Guard referred questions to FEMA when asked about the incident. One Forest Service official coordinating the Helene recovery said responders moved to a, quote, safe area, and that at least some work in the area, which included clearing trees off dozens of damaged and blocked roads to help search and rescue crews, as well as delivering supplies, had been paused. By Sunday afternoon, personnel were back in place, said the official, who spoke on the condition of anonymity. The setback is one of the latest examples of growing concerns about safety and security in Western North Carolina, where many towns were almost wiped off the map after the historic hurricane made landfall 2 weeks ago. In the weeks since, misinformation and rumors have made the recovery more difficult, targeting multiple federal agencies operating as a part of the recovery. Federal officials, such as the Secretary for the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA's Director of Public Affairs, have been the target of anti-Semitic attacks. That's just Trump being Trump. You know, he says stuff. I don't like what he says, but that's just the way he is. How many times have we heard it during this campaign, what I just said? It doesn't really affect anybody. If you have a loved one or had a loved one in North Carolina without power, without supplies, who was missing, and help was on the way, but it had to be stopped because of total BS lies from Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and the MAGA machine that boiled to the point that incited local people in North Carolina to take up arms and go out and hunt to kill federal officials who were there to help, and that help got stopped because of the lies being told by Trump and Vance. How would you feel? That's where we're at today, folks. You want that replicated in all 50 states? We're at the point where we're past just election rhetoric. Oh, that's just the campaign season. We're at the point, and we heard J.D. Vance say this himself, right, Zomers? We played the clip a little while back, where Vance admitted on the record, on tape, I think it was a video, if not mistaken, yeah, TV interview, where he admitted that the whole narrative about Haitian immigrants eating cats and dogs in Springfield, Ohio, was made up. He admitted he made it up. They made it up and they perpetuated it to make a point. And meanwhile, in Springfield, Ohio, schools had to be canceled. Businesses had to be closed because of death threats and bomb scares. And Haitian kids and kids that are not white are being bullied and continue to be so because of lies perpetuated by a major political party candidate in Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. And now we're seeing it in North Carolina, where it's not just threats. It's guys getting in the back of trucks with armed weapons, go out and hunt another human, another American, who is from an agency sent there to help their families. And you tell me it's just Trump being Trump? Come on. You know better than that. So I ask my Republican friends to consider these things, the real consequences. And I ask my Democratic progressive friends to consider the real consequences. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz might not be the perfect candidate for anybody out there, but they're doing their darndest to bring people together and just be sane. We need some stability. You can't have an administration that's literally now inciting violence in the United States of America. 855-752-4842. How do you feel about this? Take your phone calls. 855-752-4842. Wisco, Paul, and more straight ahead. It's the All Ball Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up in about 9 minutes or so at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock, CBS or ABC News, depending upon which station in Civic Media you are listening to. And then our friend Maggie Dawn, every afternoon, 2 until 4, the Maggie Dawn Show, followed by the Dom Selvia Show, and then 6 o'clock, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Little Rick Smith, little Native Roots, and then we go to bed. Something like that. Great show, great lineup every afternoon here on Civic Media. Talking about this story from the Washington Post over the weekend. Actually, in today's paper, the Washington Post, also by the Stars and Stripes. Allegations, according to FEMA, other news sources, received a message that stated National Guard troops had come across two truckloads of armed militia saying they were out hunting for FEMA members. FEMA had to pull out of this county, Rutherford County, North Carolina, for a little over a day until they cleared things up. Authorities in North Carolina arrested an individual and charged him in connection with the alleged threats made against FEMA, according to a spokesperson for the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. Captain Jamie Kiever said the charge is going armed to the terror of the public, a misdemeanor, and the man will be identified later today. The threats were made at a gas station in Polk County, prompting an attendant there to share concerns with active duty U.S. soldiers who visited. The Army reported that the incident to law enforcement authorities, who arrested a man on Saturday night. Kiever said that while there have been more unconfirmed reports of, quote, truckloads of militiamen, unquote, in the area, the details in this case do not bear that out. In this particular case, they said it was, quote, a lone individual. We're trying to get the word out about that. A U.S. Army spokesman did not immediately respond to requests for comment. So clearly an ongoing story here. But the point that words matter. And at the end of the day, whether it was two truckloads or a few individuals or threats, It all resulted in actual FEMA people being pulled out and people, perhaps, I don't want to, gotta be careful. There's a possibility that somebody's life could have been lost because FEMA wasn't there to help, that the Forest Service wasn't there to help. Because people are getting so riled up about what Trump and Vance are saying. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Wisco. Paul, Wisco, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for your show. I have friends and relatives, believe it or not, that are Republicans that will tell me that's Trump being Trump. And I says, no. Words do matter, like you said. But you can't seem to... I can't change their minds. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And he is going to get somebody hurt. I don't know. I think he's even going to go more off the deep end with this stuff because I personally feel like the polls are lying to the point where Trump is further behind than what they say. At least I hope so. Mm. But I think it was yesterday in California, if I do have my facts straight, where he talked about using the Army or the National Guard rounding up the radical liberals. Well, yeah, you know what, Todd? The bottom line, if this was a Democrat, and I'm more of an independent anyway, they never get away with this. I don't believe. Hey, well, Todd, I mean, this actually scares. It scares the heck out of me because I don't know if we can handle four more years of this stuff. So, thanks for your show, by the way.
Hey, I appreciate the phone call, Wisco. Appreciate the phone call, and yeah, I mean. We don't know exactly what the future can hold. But when people say things, as Maya Angelou, to paraphrase her, said, when people show you who they are, believe them. 855-752-4842. Jack from Merrimack, you get the last call of the day. What say you, Jack?
Well, first of all, I would be concerned about if we can't stand four more years. This is not going to be four more years. Trump has clearly stated that if he's elected, we won't need another election because the election will be fixed. That's the exact quote. Get out and vote just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. Four more years, you know what? It'll be fixed.
Yeah.
Second thing is, I've heard MAGA Rhino supporters, there aren't any Republicans, we both know that, state, if I wanted to live in a democracy, I wouldn't be voting for Trump. I asked them this. Do you realize that an authoritarian government will be a personal financial disaster? There's not one authoritarian government in the entire world with a successful economy. It doesn't even consider the thousands in tariffs for things you need and can't get in the U.S. that you'll have to pay. China ain't going to pay it. We know that.
Right.
And it certainly doesn't consider the declining value of the dollar. And do they understand what arresting 11 million people means? It's not possible without a near total national police state. It's not possible without prison camps. Where are they going to be kept?
Well,
and
they,
finally,
go ahead.
Don't understand that they won't have freedom of speech. Trump's promised this. He's promised anyone who's ever criticized him retaliation, retribution, revenge. Did you ever post a Trump criticism? Probably too late.
Jack, always a great call, as always. Keep me honest here. Correct me if I'm wrong, but on this quote-unquote rounding up of 11 whatever million immigrants, I mean, it was going to cost like $300 billion, right? Was the estimate on that?
Well, that I don't know.
I think we'll find out for you. We'll give you the actual number for all the listeners out there. But yeah, it was hundreds of millions of dollars.
Something ludicrous.
Anyway, interesting show. I'm not going to say it was a great show because a lot of heavy stuff today, but important stuff. And hopefully this is helpful as we move towards the next 22 days. Back tomorrow with Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Thanks to Zombers, all of you, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in. Keep banging your drums. See you tomorrow. Maggie Dawn is next.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Nick Ramos, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, will talk about Christian nationalism's unholy war on democracy, plus an update on Wausau Mayor Doug Denny.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.